How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. You can also email it, idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com, a number to get to. Some of them fell in late last week. Cody wanted to know which tattoo to get. I need help deciding what tattoo to get next. Both are from video games. Final Fantasy X. One would be a black and white heart, or one would be black and white art, a character named Anima. I'm going to butcher those. The other would be a colorful character named Yojimbo. Probably butchered both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Both would be sleeves. How lame of me to ask y'all, but here are the references.
Wow.
Okay, I need
so
to
here's
see
the black
yeah,
and
what
white
they
one.
Are.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
And there's the colorful
okay,
one.
I think I like that. I'm leaning towards the black and white one.
It's better than I thought it would be. When I hear, like, I want to get something from a video game, I think, wow, that's real loser stuff
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I just got a box from Yar's Revenge.
Yeah.
It matters yeah. once it's on your arm, too. Mm-hmm. It really matters.
What do you mean?
Like when I went to go get my original tattoo that started my sleeve, I thought it was going to be a really big stack of books and like a bed of flowers. I just wanted it to be fine line, but large.
Mm-hmm.
And she printed out smaller versions of it. And I liked the smaller versions more.
Yeah.
And my tattoo is more of a patchwork of a bunch of little things that she comes up with at now when I go and see her. But it matters so much because you might put it on your arm and realize, ugh, the shape of my arm does not make this tattoo look great. It might look better on your thigh. Or you might see one on your arm and think, let me see the other one. So show the tattoo artist both and see if they can even just see show you what placement would be like before they fine tune it to their drawing style or what they can do for you.
Yeah.
And see if you even like that. Because you might put that color up against your skin too and realize, nope, this color does not look right on my skin.
That's true.
Everybody's skin holds on to different colors differently. So whereas like Kelly's skin may hold yellows and oranges really well, they may fade really fast on my skin.
Yeah.
So. All right.
So find the tattoo artist that's willing to take the time to do that type of stuff because that matters for real.
I was going to say, I've never had a tattoo, but I would say, would it be fair to say the artist is more important than the artwork?
In my opinion, yes.
I mean, like, absolutely. Because a good artist can do any artwork, but you get good artwork, and if it's a bad artist, it's going to be bad anyway.
Yeah,
because
I know tattoo artists who are phenomenal, but they're buttholes, and I don't want to sit in their chair for 6 hours and listen to them talk about how awesome they are at tattooing, you know, dragons and whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. You're really good at this, but you're a butthole.
I never even thought of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you recommended who you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's wonderful.
Because, that was easy going.
How was she at barbed wire?
She can do anything, so she might try to talk you out on it, especially if you're trying to put it somewhere you shouldn't.
Okay.
She has a conscience.
Just around the bicep, obviously.
Around the bicep and, my junk. And,
I was going
to
say.
And I have to have Tasmanian devil, too. I mean, if I get one, that's what I've been thinking
all
about.
All on your penis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if the Tasmanian devil was using the barbed wire like a lasso?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, that would be twice as cool.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I might get it all over my chest.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure your
barbed
wire goes
on your back
all the way
for
around.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I think.
A friend of mine was when we were in college. I think he did this like through high school and college. He worked at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey.
Okay.
And he was a caricature artist. He ended up going on to be graphic designer, super artistic guy. But people would always come up and ask to get their caricatures drawn. So their trick was always, you want a caricature? Well, what's your favorite animal? So somebody would say, dolphin. So you'd think that they would just be drawing a picture of them like riding a dolphin or something, but yeah. Their trick was that they would always draw the person shaving whatever animal.
So shaving people got a drawing of themselves shaving a dolphin?
Yes. And then, but talking about the lasso, he said, because I would always ask him, like, oh, you have any weird requests today? And he said that this guy came up to him and he was like, hey, man, can you make me with a really long penis? But my penis is a lasso and I'm lassoing a group of girls. Oh,
no. Did he do it?
Yeah.
At an amusement park?
Yeah, he's like, oh, whatever, you pay enough. Sure.
Can you imagine, like, handing that over? There's families walking by pushing kids in strollers and some weirdo has...
A penis lasso?
Yeah, like he's that character
sweet,
in The
right?
Boys.
Do you think that guy's a bank president now?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Wait, you're talking about my friend who was the artist or the person who drew?
No, the person who got that drawing.
Oh, I would like to know where that person is now. There should be a documentary on that life.
Yeah.
I feel like probably on the lowest rung of the ladder of whatever ladder they're on.
Like they're up to their thighs in used grease right now because they're a grease mixer.
Yeah.
Or something.
But don't have a job. They
is
just,
that a job?
No.
It's not a job. They just like being in it.
Yeah. Makes my legs feel good.
Yeah.
I'm French fries. How about this? I, a 29-year-old male, found messages between my wife, 40, and her ex that she dated on and off for a long while before we started dating. I'm fine with anything that happened in the past, but in April, I was working a lot trying to help us pay bills, and during that time, she reopened a line of communication with him. She was deleting messages for months, but got careless, and at the beginning of August, I found messages from the past month. I talked to her about it. She seemed very apologetic. We went to counseling for about 4 sessions, then fell off again. She told me she blocked him and that they weren't talking anymore. A couple days ago, she told me she was going to text a sort of goodbye text. I've included photos of their interactions. Very first one, she writes, "What's up?" He responds, "Like you have to ask."
Okay, I know what he's referencing.
Right, already.
Because I've responded that way.
Already a failure. She responds with 2 kiss emojis, like the lipstick ones. Mm.
Oh, boy. And this is when she's trying to cut things off?
Yep.
No, this is
before. Okay.
Presumably I'm like, damn. Before she got caught. The wife writes, "I hope you find someone nice someday. Maybe one day. You deserve it. You're a good guy." "I don't know about that." "Well, you were to me." "Yeah, but I'm naughty." "Well, I like your naughty."
Oh, God.
Stupid.
"Well, it's not hard to be naughty thinking about you." She liked it and then wrote, "Flame, flame, lipstick, lipstick." But he sounds so stupid when you
say them out loud. But.
Flame, flame,
and then
lipstick,
he wrote,
lipstick.
"I have something you can put your lips on."
Oh, I wonder what he's talking about.
I don't know. Make eye contact with your son. That was an inside joke. Clown walked in. "I have something you can put those lips on." And she wrote, "I bet you do. Now I want to put my lips on something." She wrote, "Me too." And then sent, looks like an emoji of a roast beef sandwich. "What are you doing now?"
That's weird. I didn't know there was there's a roast beef sandwich emoji.
Maybe I didn't zoom in.
I haven't been using that one enough.
Man, they do have the meat.
"I just put blank to bed and watching TV. Does she go down easy?" "Yep, so easy. I was good at going down and not just staying down."
That's a weird transition.
Oh, yeah. Talking about your daughter going to bed and then you transition to that into going down.
Okay. He says, "It's always fun when you answer buzz sometimes. I'm buzzed, so go ahead and ask me questions," the woman writes. "The guy, what's your favorite shoe?" "Depends on the year. Right now it's sandals like Birkenstocks." "What's your sexiest shoe?" She writes, "Well, they used to be my $700 shoes, black patent leather pumps, but I sold them because they didn't fit anymore after the baby. You would have liked them." Guy writes, "Do you have a picture?" She writes, "Maybe." Winky face.
So he's got a foot thing.
She said, "Have you ever had sex with just your shoes on?" And then she sent this photo of her wearing the sexy shoes, and I assume the husband put the egg emoji over it before he posted this to the internet.
Is that an accurate body portrayal?
If so, let her go, Mick.
Yeah.
"Hot damn, what's your favorite dress?" "Oh, I bought the cutest new dress from Hollister. Make sure to send me a picture." "Oh, I will. I also got other sexy clothes."
Maitland, are you offended by Hollister?
40 years old and you're buying your sexy clothes at a store for teens? Grow up!
Yeah. That is terrible.
You just said you outgrew your shoes.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You gotta move forward with life.
He wrote, "Who's the last person you saw naked besides your hubby?" "Well, it's you." And then he went, "Ooh." So it goes on from there. And eventually she gets caught. Then, finally, the day after, she said, "I'm sending this message. Hi, friend. I'm sorry I had to disappear. My husband was very upset and, in my opinion, overreacted." As the husband reading that, I'm going to overreact a lot more now.
Overreacting.
"However, I do think some of our conversations I should not have been having. Anyways, I wanted to let you know that I won't be able to speak with you again. That makes me very sad. You were such a staple in my life during difficult transitions. You helped me through so much, and I want a better person because of you. Or I am a better person of you. I will think of you often.
Yeah, but no, this person's a loser, and he should leave her.
Yeah.
She's pathetic.
Yeah.
And then to say, yeah, I got to stop talking to you because my husband caught me, and it makes me sad, but I want to do the right thing after you got caught. Like, come on. If you got a kid at home, and you're married, and you're in what... is, I assume, a healthy relationship. I can't assume otherwise, obviously. Yeah. But you do this, you're just an attention-seeking butthole.
Yeah.
Like, don't be married. Don't have kids with somebody that you're going to disrespect like this. You're a loser. Go away.
She had an affair.
Go away.
Oh, yeah.
That's an affair.
Yeah.
Maybe they never dipped the wick.
Yeah. And if you have to say goodbye. That's an affair. If you have to say goodbye like that, that's a problem in itself.
Yeah.
Why can't you just cut this person out cold turkey? Why did you have to give them a goodbye with a little monologue about how they've changed your life and you're a better person?
If the only text I found was the goodbye, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, because
not like yelling or 100%. Anything, but it's going to ruin me.
Well, yeah, you disrespected me by talking smack about me, by saying I overreacted, and then admitted that you probably did some things you shouldn't have. And then complimented this person in ways that make me think that you're probably going to keep this line of communication open again at some point.
Uh-huh.
No, you're a butthole. Go be single and have somebody treat you like crap. You deserve it.
Yeah.
I hate you.
A lot of people are very offended that she referred to the husband as insecure. That's why she had to stop talking to him.
Right.
Yeah, it's all him.
Yeah, yeah. No other guy would ever be upset about that.
The guy did post some follow-ups because people had a lot of comments and questions. Yes, I am 29. My wife is 40. We were casual friends for a few years before getting dated. We've spoken about the age gap, and I'm fine with it. She tells me she is, too. No, the post was not rage bait. I am a real person struggling with this very real and painful dilemma. Because everybody is saying, you're just rage baiting because everybody knows what the hell you should do. Get the hell out of there. If we didn't have a 2-year-old daughter, I would have been gone yesterday. This is one of the main things that weighs on me as I try to decide what to do. A 2-year-old is not going to be better if you two stay together. And you spend all of your time worrying she's cheating on you, and she's worried about when she can go back to somebody else.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done when you're the dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
9 times out of 10, you're the one who's leaving.
Absolutely.
And so you're the one missing out, even though you didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough position to be in, especially when it's happening like that. Like, if it's a slow dissolution and you can have a good relationship with your ex, like, that's a little different, but that's not an easy thing to do. It sounds easy, but it is not.
No. This text: my daughter is 5, my stepson is 14. They fight all the time. Does it get better, or do I just have to not have any peace until one turns 18 and goes off to college? I don't know. I'm not far enough into it.
Maybe there's sexual tension.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies that start like this.
Show them the Family Pies and then see what happens. See if a future job is sparked.
Between the 5 and the 14-year-old?
Oh, 5, sorry.
That's the problem?
I thought you said older ages than that. This is way worse.
Maitland, you had somewhat of a similar age gap.
Yes, there's 8 years between me and my youngest sister, and I kind of took on like a mom junior role with her, so we got along great.
Yeah.
But me and my middle sister, there's 3 years between us, so we butted heads a lot because my mom would try to raise us to be like, all right, you're older, so you get to do this, and you're younger, so you get to do this. But sometimes it was just easier to treat us like we were the same age.
Yes.
Because we were so close in age.
I understand that
was a lot of frustration on either one of our parts. But my middle sister and my youngest sister, there's 5 years between them, they were at each other's throat every single day. I was their referee until I left for college, and then they had to figure out how to get along. And now they're closer than I think any of the three of us are.
Really?
Yeah.
So it does get better.
It does,
but
yeah.
But not until...
I mean, when the five-year-old's able to do more and interact better and actually be able to do things that the 14-year-old actually likes to do too.
Yeah.
Right now, the 5-year-old's just kind of this whining, annoying thing that runs around.
Yeah. It can be a bit of a clinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know I went through that. I'm 6.5 years older than my younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in hindsight, I feel awful about how I treated her because all she wanted to do was hang around with me and my friends. But when you're like 12 and she's 5,
yes.
It's like, God, just go away.
Yes.
You're so dumb. Go.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Leave me and my friends alone. We just want to be cool and ride our bikes, you know? but like, she and I get along great now that we're older. But, I wasn't really like super me. It wasn't like we fought, but I stayed away from her as much as possible. And same with my older sister. We were not close at all.
Sounds like this person's going to have to wait till one goes to college because everybody's saying the same thing. Well, yeah, we fight now and then you get along later.
Well,
yeah.
Also 14 is just the age where you're a butthole. Like, you're mean to everybody.
Yeah.
You're mean to everybody but your friend.
Yep.
Exactly.
Or friends.
And you don't even know you're being mean.
No.
And sometimes you're mean just to your friends.
Frustrated.
Yeah. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.